So today you get three for the price of one, actually. Because, yes, buy one, get two free. I'm the expensive one. No. We're going to have a little bit of a love fest this morning. It's like we come here every week and we just talk about how much God loves us, how Jesus loves us, how God wants us to draw us into relationship with him. It's such good news. He forgives us. He accepts us. He affirms us. He always knew us. He created us in eternity in his heart. Every single one of us is precious to God. And we say this every week. We say the same things and we just have engagements and we encounter Jesus. But there is so much more for us to know. Jesus loves us so much that he gave himself freely. So that when things went wrong in the garden with Adam and Eve and they took a wrong pathway and they made a wrong choice, it was already covered. Jesus has already made the decision of what was going to happen. Because in heaven, there's another love fest that goes on. And it's between Father, Son and Spirit. And they just love each other all the time. And we are invited into that relationship with them. And so where it went wrong and we lost identity, and we chose a wrong pathway, and we call it the DIY pathway, which is our do-it-yourself, which never gets us very far, to be fair. But the answer was already sorted out. Jesus did it. He reconnected us to God by what happened on the cross. Do we know that in here? I know we hear it. I know we read it. I know we sing it. But the truth is, there is so much more for us by experiencing it in God. Knowing God's heart for us, knowing God's heart for you. Do you actually know how precious you are to God? Because God wants us to live out of that. He wants to be our definition, not life. And if we're fair, if we're honest, life has taken its toll on most of us. And so when we know that we are loved unconditionally by God, that we are accepted, that we are precious, that he chose us, that we belong to him, that he gives us significance, value and worth, for most of us, it probably hits up against something on the inside that doesn't tie up with our natural experience. But God's heart for us is that we allow him into those broken places, into those wounds, into that damage, so that he can bring us healing and restore us to how he sees us. Because when he looks at us, he sees one thing. And when we look at ourselves, what is it that we see? Because our experience in life is that we learn how to be, how to live from the outside in our family relationships, the people that we meet, that we engage with, how people treat us. We learn that by what we see out there. God's heart is that we live from in here, that our encounter, our engagement, our relationship with him on the inside is what we can live out from that flow of love. When we do activations here, which we do virtually every week, and we enter into the heavenly realm and we engage with God, we encourage everyone to imagine a door, your front door, whatever door it is. Imagine a door, the handle's on your side, you open it, and Jesus is on the other side. And that is our access into the heavenly realm. And we practice that, which is really great. But deep down on the inside of us, deep, there's another door, if you like. You can call it a doorway or a gateway or whatever it is. It's your heart, not your pumping, boom, 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 not your blood heart. But your heart, the heart of you, that deepest place of you, your emotions inside of you. And there's another door in there that God wants us to open up to him. It can be called First Love Gate. It can be doorway, whatever you want to know. But it's the deep place on the inside. That's where God wants to dwell with you and teach you about intimacy, teach you how much he loves you, bring healing and restoration to you on the inside, because we all have that place. And for most of us, it's probably been damaged. Who has anyone ever heard of first love? It's that place in time where you open up your special place and you give it away to someone else. Now, most of us have had some sort of encounter or engagement or experience of opening up our hearts and letting someone in. And often that very first time, it doesn't go very well. Maybe the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh times, it also may not go very well either. But what happens is we then get filters and we see everything through pain and damage that occurs to us deep on the inside. So wherever you are in your emotional journey, God wants to go in and he wants to bring healing and restoration. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Because when we give that part of ourselves away and it becomes damaged or wounded or broken, we don't have it to give away again because it's damaged and wounded and broken. And the most important love relationship that we will ever have is with Jesus and is with God. And if we are functioning out of brokenness, it's going to be very difficult for us to let God in or to trust God or to have the encounter with him that he wants. Because when something happens deep on the inside and we get hurt, there are several ways that we cope. We might get very angry and bitter, want revenge because of how we've been treated. We might shut down. We might make vows that say, that's it, I'm done. No one will ever get close to me again. We might build a wall or a fortress, something that protects us. We might lock our hearts up and throw away the key. But there are various things that we might do to protect ourselves. But ultimately what happens is it becomes a prison to us because we keep people out, but we keep God out. And God wants that deepest, deepest place. And it can be difficult to get your head around this, which is why we need to bypass our minds and let God speak on the inside of us. Because what God wants to do with us is the opposite of our life's experience. Because our life will tell us that you're acceptable when you do something good, or you're acceptable if you're clever, or you have value when you're important, when you do something. And it's all about doing, striving, and how good you are. But that's the opposite to God, because God just loves us, because he does. Because he does, because it's who he is. And so sometimes it can hit this like big wall and we can't seem to get past it. But God wants to break down those barriers that keep us from knowing him and how he feels about us, because he wants our lives to flow from love. We are connected to heaven. On the inside of us, where our spirit lives, that's where God lives. Regardless of whether we're pursuing God or not, that's where he lives. And he longs for us to just say, oh, to acknowledge that, to turn to him and stop trying to do everything ourselves. And flow then from within our spirit, we can then invite him into those deep places. And so he can flow from our spirit out into our soul, into our emotions, our minds, our wills, so that everything that we learn, how we learn to be, is flowing from heaven. And peace and joy and love, it's wonderful not having to flow from anger, hatred, bitterness, suspicion, mistrust. That's the DIY things that we've learned to do. And God wants us to be able to lay all that down and allow him into those deep places so that we can live from peace, from security, from love, from acceptance. But sometimes we need to acknowledge and ask God to show us, what caused my heart to get so hurt? What caused me to lock it up and throw away the key? Maybe one traumatic event. It might be a series of events, but there will be something in the beginning that caused it. I prayed for a lady recently who her heart was so wounded because when she was in the womb, her mother had tried to abort her. What rejection, what pain. She had never been able to receive love because she inherently had rejection so deep on the inside of her. But we invited God into that place, in the womb, into that part that was so broken and fractured, because God didn't reject her. He always knew her. But life here messed it up. But God redeems and he restores and he brings back so that he can define who that we really are. But sometimes we don't really know and we limp on, we struggle on. But God is saying, just come to me. Maybe he wants to give us a heart transplant. Maybe he wants to breathe life into an area that's died. But we need to start by seeing, what does our heart look like? We're going to ask God to show us. And then I'd encourage you to let him in. So we're going to do an activation in a minute about our hearts. So we're going to play some music. And we're going to ask God to show us our heart. So I would encourage you, when the music comes on, that's what we're going to ask God to show us, our hearts. For some of us, we may have dealt with all of this pain and our hearts may be open. Well, that's fantastic. Just have an amazing encounter with God and let him take you deeper into that place. But for some, it might not be that way. But it's all okay. And that's what I really want you to encourage you with today. We're on a journey today, a journey of flowing, of God bringing healing. Yeah. We're on a journey today with God to unblock our hearts. Now, last time I spoke, which I think was 2 weeks ago, I saw angels with golden keys. And they're here today. So they might want to unlock some people's hearts. But also this morning, I saw angels with chainsaws. They were golden. But for some of us, we may have chains around our hearts. It's not too tricky for God. So I believe that there are angels here also with handles, because that deep door on the inside of you is on your side. And for some people, you may have taken off the handle. So you feel, I can't open the door because there's nothing to open it with. And I saw angels with handles. They're coming to open the doors. And lasers. There is nothing. Yeah, what did you say? If all else fails, get the laser on it. But my point is, there is no heart that is too broken, too damaged, too wounded for God to heal. Will we give him the opportunity? And that's the encouragement for today. This is me done now. We may, what I'm going to ask you to do is also, when you picture your heart, for some people, it really helps to see pictorially. Maybe ask God to show you your heart and draw it. Draw what your heart looks like right now. But today, as we see the music, we're going to go in and God is going to show us our hearts and we're going to start to see our hearts mended.
So, what we can do, just following from what Deb said, you can actually sit, step into the Word of God. And the Word of God says, I will give you a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. So I thought, as Jeremy plays the music now, if you could do that, we could just step into that. If you just close your eyes, just imagine that Jesus is there in front of you. And he's looking at you with eyes of love. Love that penetrates your very being. He is looking at your heart and sees that it has been wounded and fractured. It has become hard sometimes like stone because of life's experiences and circumstances. It has experienced pain and negative emotions. It may have become so hard that it cannot receive love, neither can it give love. It is a wounded heart. It has been fractured. But Jesus wants to make that exchange. He wants to give you a heart of flesh instead of that heart of stone. He wants to give you a heart that is soft and malleable, one that can yield and be moulded with love. He wants to give you a heart that beats with the rhythm of his heart, one that is able to receive love, but also to give love. He wants to give you a heart after his own. So just imagine Jesus making that exchange. You give him all your pain, all your negative emotions, all your bad experiences, and give him that heart of stone, and he will exchange with you a heart of love, a heart of flesh. So during the worship in a while, you can engage with the heart and you can just sense that love and step into the atmosphere of love later. But Alice is just going to share something now.
I think I was just pondering this, and when we prepared to share this morning, it was very much like we've all got something on our heart that we want to share, but we're not sure how this is going to fit together. So I'm hoping that this flows from where we've been. But what I was seeing is like our heart is the seat of our emotions. It's like the container for everything we feel. And then we can have all sorts of emotions. We can have fear, you know, anger, love, joy, excitement. And it feels like, you know, when we're in a place where we feel happy and content, then it's much easier to experience the positive emotions, because they sort of feel like the tender ones, the vulnerable ones, the ones that we have to be in a good place to actually let out, because we can feel so exposed that we don't want to. But sometimes the negative emotions, like anger or irrational behaviours, are the ones that can burst out of us without us even wanting them to. And we can, like, where did that come from? I didn't want to be like that. I didn't want to respond like that. And you can almost, like, go, oh, no, why am I behaving like that? But our emotional responses and the way that we feel can very much be connected with trauma in our life, just as Deb was saying. And it can be something that we've created in our own life experience, the way that we behave, or it can be the things that we've inherited generationally, and we can have things stuck in our subconscious that trigger us behaving in certain ways that we don't want to behave like that, or they can cause us to withdraw and withhold emotions because it feels irrational and we don't know why we feel like that, but we just have this trigger. So again, as already said this morning, pain shuts down our heart and causes us to withdraw and to not trust. And so our hearts can be bound up with the chains of negative experiences and reactionary resolutions. So something will happen and we can say, I will never, or I'm never going to allow myself to feel like that again, or I'm going to use this emotion to punish. You know, we can curse ourselves by the way that we react to our circumstances and by the way that we react to internal triggers. But the thing is, as it's already been said, is like our heart is the place of connection with God and with others. You know, we can't have relationship. Well, I can't. I'm not saying that. We can have relationship with other people without emotions being involved, but those are very depleted relationships. You know, when you find somebody that you like, even liking somebody, which is sort of like a smaller version of love, is an emotion. And it's very, our life will be very bland if we didn't have emotional responses with the people that we relate to and are in our relationship with God. And I was reading somewhere that it says that whoever controls the gateway controls the city. So whoever controls the gateway in your heart, if it's your past experiences, if it's the choices that you've made, if it's the negative things that you've said, if it's the chains that have locked you up, if that's what's controlling your gateway into feeling and into full emotions, then that's what controls your whole life. And actually, that's not a good place to be in if you're bound up and stuck. But actually, we want to be in a place where our connection with God controls us, so that we feel secure, we feel loved, we feel accepted, we feel that we can function and flourish in a free and easy way because we know who we are and we know that we're loved. And actually, if you look at children, you know, the way that they behave and the way that they grow up is so utterly based on how well they felt loved by their family or their caregiver. You know, love and acceptance are such foundational, you know, aspects of our life. But sometimes we can give our heart away. You know, we can give it away to other people. We can give it away to other things. We can give it away to things that we think will fix us. And so we can pour our lives and our hearts into things that then means that we don't then have capacity to give that away to people and to God. And God is saying that this morning he's going to fix our hearts and he's going to put us back together. And again, I was praying for somebody recently who said, I've spent my whole life with half a heart and God has just brought all the little fractures, all the little fragments that I lost, whether I gave them away or whether they were taken from me, and he's restored my heart and now I feel I'm in a place where I can actually love. And I was just like, oh my goodness, that's an amazing thing. But I know quite a few years ago we were in a season of just like opening ourselves more to God, just God came and he was just like, I want relationship with you. You know, this is a new season. I want a deeper level of intimacy. And I would come on a Sunday and I would want that. You know, I would want to open my heart to God. I would want to receive all that he had for me. But the problem with opening your heart to God and creating that connection is suddenly when you open your heart, there's all these emotions inside. And you may have spent all week holding on to those emotions like fear or negativity or insecurity. And then you come to a place where it's like, I'm going to open my heart to God. And I'm like, oh, but then I expose all this stuff that's inside of me too. And I don't know if I feel safe to do that. So I remember quite often on a Sunday, I would just be like rigid, you know, like in this sort of battle between wanting God but not actually wanting all my stuff exposed, because it was painful and difficult. But the good thing is that God sees our heart. He sees our desire. And he is the ultimate healer. And if we open our hearts to him, however scary that feels, he always holds us tight and we are safe with him because he loves us and he can heal those damaged emotions. He can heal those places that we would rather keep tucked inside and not expose. And so what I'd like us to do now is we're going to engage with a song which is about God's relentless love for us, God's reckless love. And what I'd like you to do is to just read the words. And one of the words says, I don't deserve it. Okay, and when I read that, I'm like, oh, we do deserve it. But actually, we can feel that we don't deserve God's love. We can look at our lives and look at the mess that's there and think, I don't deserve this. So just read that line as, you may feel you don't deserve it, but God is saying you do. So can I just ask you to engage with this song and just let God's love, he wants to woo you this morning. He wants to just gently draw you to him and show you how amazing and how wonderful he is, you are, and how much he wants to pursue you.
Just encourage you, if God is doing something deep with you, please just stay in that place right now and allow God to continue. But for some of us, we may be struggling to actually unlock the door or break the chains. And as I've said, I've seen angels here today, and I just want to invite anyone who feels they would like someone to stand with them, or if they need a bit of help. We have a ministry team here who've been active this week, so we've been practicing. So we can stand with each other. We can help. Please, if God is showing you anything, maybe you need to forgive some people. And a way that we found to do that is helpful to write some stuff down and maybe pin it, nail it to the cross. Exchange pain for peace, brokenness for healing. You know, we say that this is a portal. This is just a wooden bit of wood. But actually, God showed me recently, this is a portal that we can step through, a place of exchange where we can just step into heaven and we can just get rid of all the stuff we don't want, and we can exchange it for what God's really got for us. So I'll just encourage you now, if you know, stay in your adventure with God right now. The ideal is for healing today. And if anyone feels that they would need some help, if you need to draw anything, whatever it is you need to do, let's just use this time. If you need to talk to someone or would like someone to stand with you, you're very welcome.